From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Are we spending? Is there a vibe? Is there a shoot? Is there a flicker?
Hey, well, it's interesting that the Americans aren't, isn't it? Because Trump has been sort of, he's been touting that strong economy, but it's not translating into retail spending at the moment. Hey, but look, the continuing examination continues here in New Zealand for evidence that the economy is improving as we work our way into 2026. And look, there is evidence, I think, and spending is one area that can indicate that increase in confidence that we saw plenty of last year's moving into actual activity. Now, we do get a couple of private sector reads directly out of bank data. You know I love the ANZ monthly data series. We also get data out of Westpac. That was released yesterday. And I think these data dumps are pretty useful. We have seen positive signs in the ANZ data. There are also positive signs in the Westpac retail spending pulse. It's showing that spending picked up in late 2025, and that growth has held firm into the early part of 2026. So per person spending of Westpac issued debit and credit cards was up 6% in January compared to the same time last year, which seems like quite a healthy lift. As ever, we do need to consider context. Households are spending more on those essentials. This gets talked about incessantly. Food, petrol, utilities are all going up. And remember that consumer prices were up a touch over 3% last year. So that accounts for some of the lift in spending. But, and it's an important but, there has been a lift in discretionary spending. And I think we're all encouraged to see that hospitality spending seems to have benefited, but it's not just that. We're seeing it there in restaurants. We're also seeing it in furniture spending and entertainment spending. They stand out. And these are not seasonal lifts, Mike. I think what we are seeing is some evidence of the tailwinds of the effective lower mortgage rate out there across the country, the rural economy enjoying those cash flows from improved commodity prices on a regional basis. You can see that because Otago and Southland look very healthy. But it's not just them. We're seeing it in Northland, Wellington as well. They do feature, their increases are above the national average. So it's not just a rural thing. So I think that's good news.
Yeah, I think it is too. Talk to me about this tech debt. And what interests me most of all, if these guys are borrowing at the level they're borrowing, there's no money for other stuff. Is that a concern?
I think there's a lot of concern, particularly in the US, about the levels of corporate debt, but also the actual corporate margins, because they're very narrow at the moment. So we're going to go back to the ubiquitous topic at the moment, which is tech and AI. One of the narratives for 2026 is the large volume of spending being committed by, in particular, these mega cap companies for investment into AI. So there's two things you've got to consider. What's the return on that investment? But also, where's the blooming money coming from?
Yeah.
So look, a lot of these businesses throw off a lot of profit. That's being recycled back into capital investment, but it's also being borrowed. And there are some levels, and that sort of raises the level of concern because debt has to be repaid eventually. Now, Alphabet, Google, over the last couple of days, has raised $20 billion through its biggest ever US dollar bond sales. They were looking to raise 15, but they received over $100 billion of demand. That's a very strong signal itself. So they lifted the amount that they sold to $20 billion. They followed that up with further capital raising in the UK and Switzerland, including the sale, Mike. I find this remarkable. They have sold a 100-year bond. So if you lend money to Alphabet through this, you get repaid in a 100 years' time. Very unusual, very rare occurrence, has only been attempted by very few non-government issues. It was done in sterling. They got almost 10 billion sterling worth of bids for that billion. That is a massive long time for an investment term for investors. So while there may be concern over the spending, there are plenty of people lining up, Mike, to give the money to them.
We're out of time, but give me the trachometer because I'm always interested. Like, super, is that all right?
It's okay. It eased, and the light traffic index, heavy traffic index, they eased in January, but the trend still looks good if you look through the month-to-month volatility. So the trend is still okay.
Okay, numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones has rallied 304 points as I look at it, 0.6%, 50,438. The S&P 500, it's flat, 6,964. And the Nasdaq's been bouncing around. It's currently in positive territory, up 0.12%, 23,226. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 32 points, 10,353. The Nikkei continues to go up and hit fresh highs. Was up 1,286 points yesterday, 2.2%. 3.28%. Shanghai Composite up small, 4.128. The Aussies lost 3 points, 8.867. On the index, 50, we gained 0.5% yesterday, 13,513. Kiwi dollar on the currency markets will buy you 0.6043 US. It will get you 0.8548 of Aussie dollars, 0.5080 euro, 0.4423 pounds, 93.25 Japanese yen. Gold holding on above 5,000 US dollars an ounce, 5,026. And Brent crude, $68.74.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.